Yeah, well, Catherine, it's a very exciting week. We're all waited with bated breath here. And I think, you know, Rory's guitar and the rest of the collection, as you say, it's going up for auction on Thursday. And we have campaigned here in Ballyshannon. We have, I suppose, campaigned quietly. There are other groups and towns around the country that really would like to see this guitar stay in Ireland, particularly this guitar, as it's so symbolic. And I know there's been sort of, I suppose, campaigns in Cork where Sheena Crowley has been fundraising to try and purchase the guitar. But like across the board, people would like to see this guitar stay in Ireland and be shared with the Irish people and with people from all over the world to come and see this guitar in Ireland for years and years to come. So I am heartened and I am encouraged by this news article in the Irish Times today where Tánaiste Micheál Martin has, I suppose, hinted really at the state securing this guitar to be kept in a museum in Ireland. You know, I really don't know how that will work, but when you see articles like that in the Irish Times, I think there's probably a lot of stuff going on in the background, and I would hope to see, and I think, you know, most of the world would hope to see this guitar staying in Ireland and be shared with everybody who wants to come and visit and see it. And more so, I think it would be nice to have this in a secure location, perhaps in the National Museum, but it would be lovely to see it go on tour as well on an ongoing basis, that it may travel to Ballyshannon during the Rory Gallagher Festival or another time of the year, and that it would travel to Cork and it could travel to Belfast, where there are real strongholds. And, you know, I know the whole country loves Rory Gallagher, and certainly a lot of us. We would like to see it travel around to appropriate and secure locations over the coming years. But Thursday, it's all about, you know, the hope that it will stay within Ireland and it will be, I suppose, treated respectfully. And we've got the fingers crossed anyway.